Stand by for action.
Every show we drop the needle on the tracks that were part of the mixed tapes and mixtapes of my 80s and 90s. Tunes that followed me on the train in the morning, on the way to my adventures on the weekend, and all the times in between. Please join me as I share a track from the record box. What I remember, a little bit of history, and a hell of a lot of nostalgia. I'm Michael, and please join me as we get lost in 12 inches. Drop. Who, me?
Hey, you. Hey, you. Don't be silly. Put the condom on your way. Reach in paradise.
This is FPI Project, an Italian house act started in 1989. FPI stands for Frati, Presti and Intrazali, the surnames of the three founding members, and their debut track was this song, a cover version of a 1977 song by Le Monde d'Ozier, an album track from his release, Peddling Music on the Side. Now, this version of the song takes its samples from Richard Haven's 1980 cover. It's a bit more disco than the original. We also have samples from T99's Too Nice to Be Real, Honesty 69's Rich in Paradise, and the Yeah Woo drum beat. The result is a great early example of Italian house, and probably one of the first Italian tracks that a lot of people heard. From a chart perspective, it was reasonably successful in Europe, charting in the top 20 in a lot of countries, top 10 in the UK, hitting number 5 in Austria and Germany, but now in Oz. But it was popular in the clubs. And one of those clubs was Metropolis in North Sydney. And of all the places I frequented from the late 80s through to the 90s, Metropolis was probably the place I visited the most. Located on the first floor on the corner of Mount and Walker Street, Metropolis opened in late 1988 to much fanfare. It was a venue with an aesthetic pulled straight out of the movie it's named after. As soon as you turned the corner from Mount Street, it was there. A bust of the robot Maria from Fritz Lang's classic announcing the club's presence. It wanted you to know it was there. Walker Street dipped, and about 15 metres from the corner you came to the club's glass double doors. Through these, there was a wide staircase leading to the door person at their little podium on the left and the hatch for the cloakroom on the right. After paying, presenting a ticket or showing your membership, getting stamped and dropping off whatever wasn't needed for the rest of the evening, the doorman would open another glass door and you'd be in. Upon entering, depending on the type of event, but for most nights, a large space greeted you. Sometimes with bar tables or a DJ booth at one end, but always space for lots of bodies. To your left, there was a long bar, well lit, white, with illuminated shelves holding a fine selection of spirits from around the world. To the right of the bar, there were double black doors leading to the boiler room, their techno room. On the right as you entered, there was steps leading up to a mezzanine with a multitude of seating options, another bar with the same array of options, and a set of doors leading to an expansive outdoor area with its own bar and more chilled out music on the sound system. And from when it opened in 88, it was spending big on advertising in 3D world. Every week there'd be an ad from some kind of upcoming event. As we moved into 1989, I was able to try the place out for myself and I loved it. Now, when I heard you could do formals there, I was all in on making that happen. Now, I'd suggested the venue, I'd made calls to get the ball rolling. It'd be dinner with wine, pre-dinner drinks, and an open bar with beer and wine only from 9 p.m. till 11. I think it cost like 60 bucks a head. Now, we'd picked a date and said yes. Entering on the big, on the night, the big open area was filled with banquet tables. We were handed a glass of some Australian sparkling wine and motioned up to the mezzanine. This is where most of my classmates were milling around with their dates in their kind of cliques. Now, they were trying to look cool in their rented tuxes, but I was wearing a proper dinner suit. Now, I picked this up secondhand the year before. Beautifully cut, custom made from the 1950s. Double-breasted dinner jacket. a handmade black silk dinner shirt and a white bow tie. The whole nine yards. I kind of look like one of the villains at the end, at the beginning of Temple of Doom. And with my date Alice in a slinky cocktail dress, we made a striking pair. Now, I did know a lot of the girls my friends had brought as dates, but Alice hadn't met any of my friends. But she was outstanding, chatty, confident, engaging. It was amazing. Now, then we were called for dinner. Nothing special. You stand kind of back there. Now, before I... Yeah, the tables were in the big area. So, and there was space for a dance floor. Now, dinner came with wine, and that was rather free-flowing. And with the addition of the open bar, we got pretty pissed. Not too pissed. Just merry. We drank, we talked shit, we danced. I do like to cut a rug. So... would Rich in Paradise make it into my monthly playlist if the algorithm thought I might like it? Well, yes, it would. And now we are at the end of another nostalgia trip. If you've enjoyed listening to me ramble on, please subscribe to get notified when I release new episodes. I'm on all the socials, so check me out there. Thanks for listening to Lost in 12 Inches. I'm Michael, and as I always say, testicles.